Witnesses say clashes broke out between pro- and anti-government demonstrators in parts of Sana'a Thursday. Crowds of students appeared to be leading the movement in many places, fanning out across the capital after government supporters blocked the gates of Sana'a University. Hakim al-Masmari, editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post newspaper, says that many people were injured when rival demonstrators plowed into each other near the capital's Tahrir Square.
There were some very strong clashes in Sana'a, where hundreds of pro-government protesters were clashing with thousands of anti-government protesters. The clashes took to almost every street in the western part of the capital, and rocks were thrown by the thousands. We have at least 80 injured from the opposition and 15 from the pro-government protesters. And things are escalating, and today there are over 9 different provinces in Yemen which are seeing protests.
Police reportedly intervened at several points during the demonstrations, firing their weapons in the air. Rival crowds hurled stones and bottles at each other, with many brandishing batons, sticks, and knives. Al Jazeera television showed images of clashes in Taz and Aden, reporting that further clashes were taking place in Hodeidah and Lahaj. Large contingents of the Yemeni army and the Republican Guard were reportedly deployed in both Taz and Aden. Southern Yemeni separatists are calling for secession from the central government, while protesters elsewhere are demanding the resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Yemen expert Gregory Johnson of Princeton University says that the protests have different goals in North and South Yemen.
The tone of the protests seemed to be very different from Aden to Taz to Sana'a. So in Sana'a, where most of the reporters are gathered, we seem to have the smallest protests, where in Taz, they're larger and much more peaceful. And then in Aden, where protests have been going on for the past few years, but calling for secession, not calling for the overthrow of the regime or for President Saleh to step down, you have something different entirely.
Johnson says it is not clear if the different strands of opposition and protests can coalesce as in Egypt and Tunisia by merely focusing on the person of the president. Protesters are demanding the resignation of President Saleh, who has been in office since 1978. He recently indicated that he would not run again when his term expires in 2013. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.